We worked from two principles. The first was that for Christians, the Bible is primarily a testimony to Jesus. And so we started with the Gospels, and then we looked at the Old Testament in terms of its chronology and the way that it leads up to Jesus. And we looked at the rest of the New Testament in terms of the way it testifies to the way the early church was affected by and used the ministry and life of Jesus. Then we had a second principle, which was that there are a lot of stories floating around in the common consciousness, which even the most ignorant people have come across.
But is there a risk of ignoring the hard truths and also the finer points?
Certainly, many of the finer points are missing. I wouldn't deny that at all. I think that the hard truth is there because the whole of the book as we've written it is a testimony to the importance and significance and centrality of Jesus. So I don't think we've missed the hard truth at all.
Is there a risk of reducing the greatest book on earth to maybe an equivalent of a fast food, of a McDonald's version?
It's been assumed by a large number of people, especially the press, that we wrote it in that sort of frame of mind and for that kind of market. In actual fact, that wasn't ever in our mind at all. What we were thinking we were doing was making the Bible more accessible, not saving them from reading it, but enabling them to read it with greater overall understanding and enthusiasm.